The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. Well, it's back to school time. Thank goodness that has no bearing on my life any longer.
Or mine.
Or yours. It used to be my very favorite day of the year. It was hard for me to tell people that because people thought I was a bad mom or something. But, oh, my gosh. I was so happy to see that school bus come down the road. Thank you, God. Get these kids and take them away.
You are so bad.
Well, it's true. And then I let myself be sad for about 30 seconds. And then I just was like, yes, baby, I'm free again.
Poor little Matthew.
Yeah, and all the other kids.
He needed me.
Yeah, well.
Well, I tell you, I was in Target the other day, and there were so many kids in there shopping for school clothes. It was packed. I was trying to find my little granddaughter a birthday present, and I thought, thank goodness I'm not having to do this for school.
I think it's gotten so expensive, too. I mean, yeah. We just sent our kids to school with a pencil, a new pencil. I'm pretty sure that was what it was.
A pencil and a piece of paper.
Exactly. But now, lordy, lordy. So anyway, agingbutdangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and get rid of those kids as early as possible, live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that means you need to reduce your butt. Not the butt with two T's, but with one T. It's called making excuses. And as we were talking today, there are definitely a lot of buts in buying fall clothes. But it makes my butt look too big.
Yeah. But what about my B-U-T and my B-U-T-T?
Right.
Well.
And too tight in the boobs, or it's this, or it's, you know, I can't wear it, but.
Well, but it's fun, isn't it, to see all the fashions and all the new styles and the colors and all the ways you can take your wardrobe. And plus, I'm just sick of my clothes. I'm just sick of my summer clothes. I've seen them and seen them and seen them, and I'm done. I want to take something else out of the closet.
I agree.
But I tell you what I will miss. I will miss skirts because I love wearing skirts in the summertime because it keeps my crotch cool and aired out. It does. It does.
Suzanne, people are going to think you're terrible.
Well, why is that terrible?
Well, the kid talk and now the crotch talk. And
Crotch talk. We got crotch talk going on here, baby.
The boob talk.
No,
okay,
but.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you're being very critical of my crotch. No, but it does. It keeps air flowing. And it's really very. To me, very comfortable to wear skirts in the summertime.
Well, I would, you know that I wear slacks all the time and pants. And
I know, I'm wondering if you actually do have legs.
Or actually have a crotch,
exactly.
But you know, you've never asked me that, but one of the reasons I've never really discussed it, but I have a lot of spider veins in my legs, and it's inherited. They say it's definitely inherited. But I got a lot of that from my mother. My mother had those, and they're so terrible that I cannot expose my legs. I just can't. And so I really miss out on a lot, I think, by not being able to wear a dress or a skirt because I just won't let myself.
Well, there's a butt for you right there. Get rid of your butt.
Well, but I've always heard that if you get the, if you, oh, you mean have something done about them or just go ahead and wear them with the veins.
No, I have something done about them. I mean, I had mine injected, and I went once. They did a great job. I never had to do it again.
And they didn't reappear?
They didn't reappear, and so...
Well, I've known you for 35 years. How come I didn't see your spider veins? I bet you didn't have as many as
I... Well, I'm sure I didn't have as many, or as big, or as good as yours.
I know.
No competition here.
I don't think you did.
But, okay, well, so how about the other day when I got out of the car and I had that? Oh. I do not know how this happened, but this is one of the dangers of wearing a skirt. I had just eaten a protein bar, and somehow with all the heat and humidity, it had attached itself to the back of my thigh. And I got out of the car, and you said to me, what is on the back of your leg? Well, I was walking around with a bright green protein
yellow.
Bar. Greenish yellow. Protein bar wrapper really stuck to the back of my thigh.
Right.
Well, that is not a fashion statement, no matter how far you try to stretch it. And then when you ripped it off, it would just it hurt. It was like a Band-Aid.
Well, and we had no idea how long you had that on there because I didn't notice it until you started to get out of the car.
I know. So there are risks, but there are risks in wearing skirts. But if you really want to wear a skirt, go talk to the vein people because they're very good at taking care of that. Don't be vain. Okay. Get your veins taken care of. If you want to do anything, don't let age stand in your way. There are a few things that might, but age should not be one of them.
And agingbutdangerous.com is all about women being all they can be at any age. And that has so much to do with our guest today, Sue Zelikson, who we're going to be talking to later. She is 78 years old. She is, I think you said it best, she's the little engine that couldn't stop. I love that. I love that about her. So, I mean, I'm very, very anxious to talk to her.
Well, she's an amazing woman, mm-hmm. and she's been around here for a while, and she never ceases to amaze me. So there are lots of things that we can talk about when it comes to fashion. One of my big things is undergarments, which, of course, in this, when you get to be our age, they're very important, really. I mean, and I hate thongs. I mean, I talk about this all the time and how awful it is when they get stuck up your butt and you try to go to the bathroom and they snap out of your butt and it's very frightening.
Well, it hurts too, doesn't it?
Well, kind of, but anyway, there are lots of things I think we would change about fashion today, but we better keep moving here because this is so we can segue so quickly. But we help women here at ABD. One of the things we do is we really help women identify their passions and to face their fears and to really find purpose, a great purpose in the second halves of their lives.
And women all over the world, Suzanne, are dealing with issues that we do. They're trying to rediscover themselves after the age of 50. What's exciting is that we have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. And go to our website and check it out.
And swarms, we have swarms every month, and you're going to tell us about the new swarm that's coming up. And it's
it is just so exciting, so great. It's called the Shoe-In, and it's on September 20th, and it's at the Bay Street Shoes and Accessories in Calhoun Square on Hennepin Avenue South. It's Thursday, September 20th from 5 to 7, Wine and Munchies. Be sure and go to our website and email us to RSVP.
And you have to be a member normally to attend a swarm, but you can go to one swarm as a guest. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So anybody that's coming that's a member, be sure and bring some guests, and they can see how they like us, and they may join that night.
Well, and it's a great opportunity to meet other fantastic women who are experiencing exactly what we all are. And they have shifts in their moods and many other things. And we are supporting them and helping that journey be a lot easier.
So to attend a swarm, go to agingbutdangerous.com, become a member, and we have all sorts of good perks. And we are starting a revolution.
Well, I think we have started a revolution.
We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. And that's why we want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. So we want all of you, our listeners, to join us.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here with a wonderful guest and lots more on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
Jean and Suzanne, and we have a guest coming up, but I'm not through talking about my underwear. I'm obsessed with my underwear, and I think we should be calling it lingerie, but yes. I think that if my undies just do not qualify for the lingerie status.
I was just going to say undies.
Okay. I know, my under bloomers, but because I don't do all that lacy stuff for a number of reasons. But anyway, so I have no idea why I'm, well, I don't look at me like
what
that.
What reason would you not do the lacy stuff?
Well, because it's so expensive.
Oh, okay.
And then I can't throw it in the washing machine, really.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but, and I won't start talking about my thong getting stuck up my butt again, but I hate that. I hate thongs. I hate them. Okay, don't get me
started.
Let's move on. Okay, all right. So we have a fabulous guest today, and we can ask her about what kind of underwear she wears. Okay. I'm sure she'll be thrilled to share that. So anyway.
Sue, are you there?
I am here listening to your underwear talk.
Yeah, right.
Undergarments, right?
Undergarments. That's what we need to remember. That's good. We have Sue Seligson with us today, and we are so excited. Sue is a food reporter for Minnesota Monthly, and she does some spots on WCCO. And she is so interesting. She does a lot of volunteer work. Sue, may I say your age?
You sure can. I'm proud of it. I'm going to be
good.
78.
Good for you.
I'm going to be 78 years old next week.
Yeah, she's 78, and she volunteers for all sorts of things like the Walker Art Center, and I like that group that you started, that Women Who Really Cook. You have 400 members. I think that sounds very interesting. I'm going to look that up sometime. Well, Sue, you are in New York City. And
I am.
And why are you in New York instead of Minneapolis?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Every time I get a chance to travel, I jump. And someone invited me to a style show in New York, and I thought, well, why not? I mean, as long as I can walk and breathe and get on an airplane, I'm going to go until I can't go anymore. And I just adore New York. My husband is an intern here at Kings County Hospital, and I spent a lot of time chasing him out here. And ever since then, every chance that I get, I come out. I've been coming out to the James Beard Awards for every year when they have them. And it inspired me to start a similar thing in Minneapolis called the Charlie Awards to honor our chefs and restaurateurs. And while I'm giving a pitch, just everybody should put November 11th, everyone who's listening to your wonderful radio show, and to come down to the Pantages Theater at 2 o'clock that afternoon and honor our chefs and restaurateurs who give so much back to our community.
Yes, that sounds very exciting. I'm definitely going to put that down.
And they can go to charliesexceptionnel.com to find out all the details.
Okay, good. So if for anybody that doesn't know, this is Fashion Week in New York and also in Minneapolis, But you, so you are there for Fashion Week and for a fashion show. And I think your friends at Target invited you.
They did. And Target is launching, as you know, in Minneapolis, we're based, there is a base of Target. And they're launching nationwide, bringing in special designers and giving them more play than ever. So there's a fashion show. They're doing a fashion show and also like a shopping spree here in New York before it hits all the stores so that the people in fashion can get the leg up on what's happening, going back to the undergarments. But anyway, they it's sort of highlighting what they're going to be showing in the stores from all over. So Target is really giving a lot of the department stores a run for their money. They're even pairing up with Neiman Marcus and doing some things with them, and they did Miss Tony last year. So it's really exciting to see what a home-based Minneapolis store is doing nationwide.
That's true, and I think we all are so proud of Target and what they do do. Do you know what design?
No, it's going to be, there's a lot of boutiques in New York that are showcasing their stores, and then some of their products will be going into our stores. So, like the little ones in Soho and the meatpacking industry, all the little boutique stores, they'll be showing some of their things, I think. But I better tell you after I've seen it.
Okay. Do you know the designers that that Target's going to have, the new ones?
I some of the new ones, obviously, I do have a name of one of them, but it's not. No, I don't know the designers.
Okay.
They're just stores.
Okay.
So I can't give you that information. We'll have to have you talk to the Target people. There's a store here called Kierna Zubat it's in Soho. It's a shop in Soho. And I think that they're going to be showing what they do. And the rest of them, I don't know. It makes the little people famous when they get with Target, that's for sure.
Well, that is very true, very true. And I think it's funny, Sue, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you're talking about those boots you're seeing all over New York.
Yes, I think we're seeing that. It's 80 degrees and really muggy here. Muggy, 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 like 95 degree humidity. And some of these young fashionistas are walking around in those rubber boots. And I think, Suzanne, you knew the name of them.
They're called Wellies. Wellies. And they're English. They're of English origin.
Right. And they're making a big hit here. I mean, it's just like, I don't know how kids could sit in school all day with rubber boots on. Didn't you used to have to take them up? I think it used to hurt your eyes when I was growing up. They told you to get those rubber boots off.
They're pretty comfortable, and they have a felt lining because they originated with people who had to go out and muck stalls in the barn. And so,
That's right. So
you wouldn't get poop all over your feet.
Do you have some?
Yeah, I've got Wellies.
Oh, okay. Then I've seen them. Okay.
Well, it's funny. We're staying at a Radisson Hotel here, and there's a little gift shop in there. It says Wellies with New York City written all over them. So as a souvenir, you can even bring home a pair of Wellies from New York.
Mm. Are you going to get some, Sue?
I don't think so. I think I'll get Minnesota Wellies. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
you never know.
Like we were saying, it's so much fun to go to New York. I was just there a week ago for the U.S. Open, so it is so exciting. And
it
like
is.
We
it's
were,
a, it's a city that's happening. It's the camp right in from the airport. We flew into Kennedy today, and it takes so long to get into town that you might as well plan an extra 2 hours just to after the airplane flight.
Well,
but it's worth it. As you say, it's worth it. Now, you love ABC Furniture. That's where I'm sitting right now. And I just am salivating till I can walk around here and see all the wonderful designs that you can bring back. The ideas, they've got twigs hanging from the ceiling and light bulbs that look like fabulous chandeliers. And it's just amazing. And it's always changing.
Fashion and furniture doesn't get much better than that.
And food. We can't forget the food.
Oh, food. Yes, yes. And you're going to have to share that with us when you get back.
Right. My friend Gretchen Ventura and I just had lunch on the rooftop at Eataly. They just opened a rooftop restaurant where they cask beer. They you can only get it there. It's right out of the cask. And then the Secca steaks and wonderful cheeses. It was worth the long flight and getting up at 4 in the morning to get here.
Oh, Sue, that's wonderful. I love your enthusiasm.
Well, we got to have enthusiasm because the opposite isn't very good.
Sue, can you stay with us for a little while? We need to take a little
break
here. This is Jean and Suzanne, Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and we will be right back with that little dynamite keg. Sue Zelikson, you cannot stop that woman. She's in New York. Stay tuned.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and thanks for joining us.
And Sue Zellickson.
Oh, Sue Zellickson. Can't
would you like
Sue.
Take a little nap here and you're just waking up?
I'm looking for
Hello.
You to jump in there.
Oh, Sue, it's so great to have you. And you are in New York City partaking of all the wonderful fashion headlines and all the great trends and changes that will be coming up this coming fall. And what, in your opinion, what would you like to see remain the same? And what would you like to see change as we go forward for fall and winter?
Well, things that I'd like to see the same, I'll just tell you, in packing for New York, I always think that black makes short people look taller and thinner.
Oh.
So, of course, my whole wardrobe is black.
I love it. I love it.
And so someone once, my friend Lois told me that years ago, and I've never forgotten it. But I also love now the new sort of splash of color. In fact, it all started when I took my granddaughter shopping for her prom dress last year, and I said, okay, let's find a cute pair of black shoes for you to go with your black dress. And she said, oh no, Grandma, I want red shoes. And so we toned it down a little bit and sort of got rosy shoes, and ever since then, I've seen everybody with the red and the rosy and the blue and the different color shoes with the black outfit, and it sort of becomes a trend all over. And this came from my 14-year-old granddaughter. So it's moving up rather than moving down. But I think the things that I love to see is that people dress their age, not having too skimpy things. I hate really tight clothes on people that shouldn't be wearing tight clothes. And then the fact that people don't get overly trendy when it really doesn't fit their body. So those are the things that I think in fashion, we have to be fashionable. And with these new stores like H&M and all these ones that we call throwaway clothes, you pay like $14 for something and you wear it maybe one season and throw it out. There's also investment clothing when you buy something really good and it stays. I mean, sometimes I'm sure you go to your closets too and see things, oh my gosh, I got that about 20 years ago, but it's just perfect for today.
Right.
Exactly. And I think, don't you think the most advantageous way to do that is just to combine, and especially Target.
Yes.
Target has some
exactly.
great pieces you could pick up and stick with a Chanel jacket and look
uh-huh.
like you're just stepped off of the pages of Vogue.
Right. In, during Fashion Week.
Or Weight Watchers.
In New York City.
Or Weight Watchers.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what? Those pants, do you wear pants or skirts, Sue?
All the bridesmaids had on these gorgeous rhinestone necklaces and earrings. And one of the girls said, oh, we got them at Charmin Charlie's. Well, they looked like they came from Tiffany's. They were fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can do that, yeah. And so I think that just using whimsical things are fun to add. Beautiful jewelry adds so much to anything. And, of course, the scarf trend, I don't think that's ever going to end, in Minnesota especially, because it not only keeps you warm, but it adds to your outfit, either your coat or your dress or pantsuit or whatever. And I know of people here, I'm sitting at ABC Furniture, and people are walking through with flip-flops, which we used to call thongs, but we don't anymore, and then with the scarves around their necks, so they're warm up on top, and their toes are sticking out in the bottom.
Well, but now, do you wear a lot more slacks than you do skirts, or do you wear more skirts than you do slacks?
I think if I would weigh it, it's probably 70% for the slacks and the rest for the skirts. I do like to wear a skirt once in a while, but only in the winter. I don't like to wear my legs bare, which is a trend that started a few years ago. That a lot of the young girls go out in the wintertime with no line nylons on. Someone told me they were going to stop making nylons. I said, they better never. But I love wearing tights in the winter under a dress, you know, like black tights under a black dress. Looks really very classy.
Right.
That doesn't work in the summertime, though.
We love the tights.
Yes, and yeah. but I have a hard time finding. One of my big pet peeves that we've been talking about is the fact that you've got these low-rise jeans, and to get a skinny leg, you have to get a low-rise, and they just don't fit older women very well.
Well, aren't some of the jean companies coming out for all, you know, older women's bodies and different sizes? In fact, jeans, I don't know about you guys, but I don't love jeans, and people have a whole jean wardrobe. I never in my whole life liked jeans. And every time my husband wants to wear them when we're traveling, I think, could you go put on a pair of khakis, please?
Well, we're from that.
Dress up.
Yeah, Sue, and you and I are from that generation. Suzanne's a lot younger.
It makes a difference.
We're kind of from that generation where you just didn't do the jean thing very much. Because I go along with you, too. I'm not a real jean person.
Well, first of all, they're so uncomfortable, and they're like putting on. And the same with Spanx. Do either of you wear Spanx?
Yes.
You do. Oh, I can't get them on, and I can't get them off.
I know. They are hard.
You should have
and
seen.
And I can't breathe. Who wants to go to a party where you can't breathe and it takes you an hour
and you
in
can't
the bathroom?
Eat.
Yeah, and you can't go to the bathroom. All right,
Sue,
so thank you so much for joining us. This has been Sue Seligson and our wonderful special guest this morning on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Thanks for inviting me. You guys are wonderful. And keep aging and keep being dangerous. Oh,
thanks.
Well, as we leave Sue Seligson in New York City, I hope New York City can handle Sue Seligson. Most people I wouldn't worry about. But I'm thinking about actually DP Hugh, which is a new store that just opened in Edina and in Maple Grove. And if you want a New York City look for your hair and you don't want to pay New York City prices, that is absolutely the place to go. You go in, they will custom color for your hair. You take it home, you put it on, and it is a fraction of the cost. It's something women have been waiting for forever.
Right.
So anyway, DP Hugh, go to dphugh.com and find out all the great things you can do yourself. So,
all right. Another thing, we have another new sponsor. It's Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. It's located in St. Paul. And what's so great about these sisters is that they see a need for something and they work to address that without having to go through a lot of institutional bureaucracy. And did you know, Suzanne, they were the first, they built the Minnesota schools and hospitals 160 years ago. They were the first ones to build those. And they offer a lot of programs over there, and they're mostly free, but it's expensive for the sisters to operate. So they really need your help. Go to their website, www.csjministriesfoundation.org, and donate and help them with these programs.
And also, go to the Bros Clinic out in Wayzata if you have any aches and pains or anything that's impairing your ability to enjoy summer. The Bros Clinic is amazing, and you'll love being there.
And definitely go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. Give us a thumbs up, and it creates good karma.
Yeah, it does, because you're going to want to go on our Mediterranean cruise with us.
Yeah.
We are going to cruise the Mediterranean, Eastern Mediterranean. It's going to be so much fun. So come and go with us. Join the party. Go to our website to find out more. It's going to be blessed. So thank you. Thanks for spending time with us on this Saturday morning. And this has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.